Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In a major address in Washington concerning the P5 plus 1 nuclear negotiations with Iran, U.S. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs Wendy Sherman, America's lead nuclear negotiator, spoke of the possibility of success and the remaining challenges in reaching a comprehensive accord involving Iran's nuclear program.
We have made impressive progress on issues that originally seemed intractable. We have cleared up misunderstandings and held exhaustive discussions on every element of a possible text.
Yet, Undersecretary Sherman said, difficult issues remain, which must be worked out with a sense of urgency and purpose.
Our group has proposed to Iran a number of ideas that are equitable, enforceable, and consistent with Tehran's expressed desire for a viable civilian nuclear program, and that take into account that country's scientific know-how and economic needs.
The international community will decide to suspend and lift sanctions on Iran, Undersecretary Sherman said, only if and when Iran takes convincing and verifiable steps to show that its nuclear program is and will remain exclusively and entirely peaceful.
That is a reasonable standard that Iran can readily meet. It is the standard that Iran must meet, and it is the key to ending Iran's international isolation.
A comprehensive nuclear accord, Undersecretary Sherman stressed, would result in extraordinary benefits, including making possible greater prosperity for the Iranian people, protecting U.S. allies from a new and dangerous threat, lessening the incentive for a regional nuclear arms race, thereby strengthening the international nuclear nonproliferation regime, and demonstrating the value of clear-eyed diplomacy that can reach win-win solutions achievable in no other way. Undersecretary Sherman acknowledged that a forest of distrust exists between Iran and the United States, and emphasized that while the U.S. will not accept any arrangement that it cannot verify, it will also not make any promises it can't keep. Just as we will demand good faith, she said, so will we demonstrate good faith. We hope Iran will make the right choice, said Undersecretary Sherman. We are ready to do so. This is the time to finish the job.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.